Now, what about of the hogs when you kill them? What parts did you use on from the inside?
Everything worked. Every bit of it. In other words, you didn't know this being done now if you had a hog butcher. Why, you'd buy your piece and just stuff your sausage in. But back then, you clean the intestines and use them to stuff your sausage in.
Did they eat some of those too?
They said they did, known as chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Is that the same ones as they put the sausage in, or that's a different part of it?
Well, when you put the sausage in there, you would scrape it. Take a blunt knife and scrape it. And you had only the muscles left for the intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your sausage is in. But when they cook the chitlins, they don't spray them.
Hmm.
They clean them, and that's it.
Okay. How about all the liver and...
Oh, yeah. That's what you made the pudding out of that.
Uh-huh.
The liver and the lights and the sweetbread. Yeah, your head. That's what made the pudding.
Oh, okay. So term for all of that stuff would just be the pudding.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Just be the pudding.
Okay. How about a part, like fatty part that you season your vegetables with at all?
Well, you would do your hands. You would do your shoulders. And then the middle end would be your side seat. And now they take a strip out the back to be called fat back.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we butchered, we'd take out some of that, but we didn't take it all out because we had it.
Mm-hmm.
We did out of 240-pound hog, we'd take a strip out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we just split him down the back and take out his backbone and cut a certain portion off of the side. We call that trimming the meat.
Mm-hmm.
See, we cut a nice square middle
mm-hmm.
out of that side, shaped it up.
And then salted that?
And salted it back.
Mm-hmm.
And our hands and shoulders, we trim them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
All of that lean would go into the sausage. And all of the fat then would be chipped up or ground up, one or the other. And that's where you made your lard from over here.
Mm-hmm. So what they make? The fat back they sell now, that's what you used to make the lard, is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what uh-huh. we used to use to make the lard.
Uh-huh. How about the outside of it? You leave that hard part on there?
The skin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you leave the skin on there, take it off.
Okay. And how about a piece of a chicken? You have that piece that you give to the children to make a wish?
Pull it on.
Oh, uh-huh. You used to do that?
Well, now that was Mama's job. I never did, I cut up a few chickens. My first wife, she was sick here for about 12 years with rheumatoid arthritis. And I cut up the chickens then. I had to take it over because she couldn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a chicken, you have your pull bone, you have your back, you have your short thigh, your drumstick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you see you have two sides of your chicken, you got two pieces of each one of those. You have two drumsticks, two thighs, two breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Two wings.
Dry. Right. Uh-huh.
And you had your meat.
Did you eat that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about, where would you store corn to feed the animals?
In the barn.
Inside the main barn.
We reap corn by hand and hold it in and put it in that barn and eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have a particular place that you'd set aside for it?
Well, generally, after the corn is stored, that whole area is for corn, and unless you have some left over. Well, it's the front of the barn, it's stored in the back, see?
Mm-hmm.
And you pile it up as high as you could get it. But you never would do, you never would break corn to, along the last October, the first of November, and it was good and dry, then you could pile it however much and however deep you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it was dry.
Oh, it wouldn't
see,
get wet.
See, we never had to carry no corn to a dryer.
Uh-huh.
Now they go in the field and shell the corn. Get to the dryer and get it dry.
Huh.
Pay for drying. We never did pay for
it. Just left it out there and let
it
dry.
Just let it get dry.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started with the equipment, using the equipment to gather corn, we were here